The Buffalo Sabres snapped a losing skid with a win Tuesday over the Los Angeles Kings. Time once again to check in with reporter Bill Hoppe on this week's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Omar.
So we had the 10-game win streak, then a 5-game losing streak. It looked like they might lose another, down 3-1 to L.A. after two periods. They then came back to tie it in the third and win it in overtime. Nice to get the win, but we've seen some troubling signs with this team lately.
We have seen some troubling signs. And when they lost their first four games of that streak, that they lost to the NHL's top three teams, and they lost every game by a goal. And you knew at some point they had to fall off. So it didn't feel like a long losing streak. It felt a little different. But it started feeling like a losing streak when the Flyers ran them out of the building Saturday. They opened up an early lead, and the Flyers scored 6 unanswered goals. The Sabres were just terrible, and they looked nothing like the team that shot to the top of the NHL just a few weeks ago. And they weren't playing very well against the Kings, who are the league's second-worst team. They had an okay first period, but their second period was awful. They fell behind 2 goals. And this is a Kings team that played the night before in Detroit and was missing 2 of their top defensemen. And that's a game you expect the Sabres to win. And they eventually wore the Kings down. They came back. It was a win that looked like a lot of their wins from their winning streak. But the Sabres have fallen back down to earth here.
Well, one big issue has been a lack of scoring outside of the team's top line. They did get 2 goals Tuesday from the fourth liners. But for the most part, it's still guys like Jack Eichel, Jeff Skinner, and Sam Reinhart carrying the load. You'd like to see more production from the rest of the lineup.
For sure, and that was one of the Sabres' strengths early on, was secondary scoring. They had a pretty balanced attack. The defense was producing a lot of goals. They were getting goals from Kyle Okposo and some second and third liners. And as soon as the winning streak ended, that stopped. Before Tuesday's game, Jack Eichel, Jeff Skinner, or Sam Reinhart had scored all the goals over the previous 4 games in 10 of the last 12. Eichel had scored the last 4 before they played the Kings. I mean, that's not very healthy. But on Tuesday, they got a goal from Zemgus Girgensons. They got a goal late from Johan Larsson, as you say, the fourth line. And it's no coincidence that the Sabres finally won again when they got some production from guys outside the first line. And most teams are top-heavy when it comes to scoring. They rely on 1 or 2 lines, a few guys. But when one line is literally scoring all the goals over a 4-game stretch, that's not very good.
Well, let's check in on Rasmus Dahlin. The 18-year-old rookie defenseman is playing big minutes. He's out there in key situations. He routinely makes spectacular plays. Once in a while, he makes the kinds of mistakes you'd expect from a rookie. But overall, he's been terrific.
He has been terrific. And I think he's been everything I expected, everything most people expected. And guys come in the league now with so much hype, it's hard for them to live up to it, but he has. He stepped in the lineup from day one and was an immediate contributor. And you're seeing him get better and better from week to week, really. Against the Kings, he played 28 minutes. It's incredible to think a teenage defenseman could play that many minutes in an NHL game. But he did it, and he did it comfortably. And at one point, he took the puck deep in his own zone and carried it through the neutral zone behind the Kings net and back to the point, and he shot, and he was dodging defenders, and he had the puck for like 22 seconds. He brushed the shift off when I talked to him about it, but I mean, it was really remarkable. And as you say, sometimes he does look a little bit like an 18-year-old. There's going to be some mistakes, but the positives far outweigh the negatives, and I just think what he's done through his first 2 months or so in the NHL is incredible. And you can see his confidence growing. That play where he had the puck for 22 seconds, I don't think he would have made that in October. He's shooting the puck more. And it's amazing to think this is just the tip of the iceberg, that he's still months away from turning 19. He's not even halfway into his first season, and he's just going to keep getting better and better. And that's why a lot of people think within a couple of years he might be the NHL's best defenseman.
Well, a tough stretch coming up for the Sabres, 3 games in 4 nights, starting tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.